destination in Las Vegas.
Friendly Ford says yes to the Black Friday 2018 closeout event.
Yes,
yes, just 0% up to 72 months or up to $14,000 off MSRP on new 2018 F-150s. Yes, to over 1,000 vehicles to choose from. Yes, to no payments till 2019. Yes, to your credit, great, fair, or challenged. Friendly Ford will get you approved. And yes, to top dollar for your trade paid for or not. When others say no, Friendly Ford says
yes.
Exit Decatur North from US 95. OAC must finance through Ford Credit. Dealer number B372 expires 11/30/18.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas. K265EZ.
From the Finley Toyota Studios, it's Cofield and Company. With Steve Cofield.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
Adam Hill.
Oh, man.
And Ryan McKinnell.
They've done studies, you know, 60% of the time it works every time.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
On ESPN Las Vegas.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
All right, here we go on this Friday. Cofield and Company, you heard it. Full crew is here, even Breadstick Nick. There's a chair here. There's a chair. You don't have to stand the entire time. It's not a challenge. McKinnell, Adam, Chrissy. Good show on the way. What a day for ESPN Las Vegas. Rick Pitino on this morning, so we'll play clips from Slick Rick in just a little bit. We got our NFL picks coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. All right, well, news of the day. NFL's domestic violence issues not stamped out. Last week it was Reuben Foster. Cut, then picked up almost immediately by the Redskins. People completely flipping out. Now, that came to light pretty quickly. One of the big issues with the NFL over the years is what? Covering things up, sweeping it under the rug, which tells you they don't take it seriously or believe they can get away with it. The league does, because they've got fixtures on all these teams and friends in local police departments, so players get in trouble with women, and oftentimes it doesn't come to light ever or months later. And today we find out, incident back in February with Kareem Hunt, the running back for the Chiefs. We've got video. Of course, the only people who will put out the video, oftentimes, because they're not partnered with the NFL or a team locally in a local market, is TMZ. So we get a video. TMZ describes the video as KC Chiefs running back Kareem Hunt brutalizes and kicks woman in hotel video. Your reaction?
Yeah, I mean, it's very much like the Ray Rice situation in that the NFL pretended there was nothing there, and they could have probably got the video, and they may have had the video. And I think that they hope, and you would think they would have learned a lesson, but they clearly didn't. They'd hope that nobody ever sees it, and they can just pretend it never happened.
It's a likelihood the NFL didn't see this video.
They did. Both the NFL and the NFL and the Chiefs knew about it.
Had to have.
Yes.
Right. So, again, it comes down to the timeliness of the situation. As you said, this $9 billion a year corporation thinking they can get away with this, and while at the same time putting not only putting current citizens at risk, but future citizens at risk. Because on some level, this emboldens the athletes. If there's, you know, this was last February. This has been known about for, 10 months. You got to wonder what this does to other players. Like, oh, Kareem's good. You know, the NFL will, you know, it's not Ray Rice. It didn't knock her out cold.
As long as the video never comes out, I'm good.
Yeah.
And that's what they hope. But
right, Greg Hardy versus Ray Rice.
Yeah.
Greg Hardy really got a soft touch. Now, he essentially got banished from the league because he came back and then was a creep as a football player, too. But Hardy never got what Ray Rice did because of the video.
Yeah, there was no video. And for some reason, we still live in a society that you need this video to prove
more now than ever. More now than 2014, because fake news.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, did it really happen? I don't know what happened. What'd she do?
Well, and even now, as you just said, what'd she do? Even now that the video's out, you have people saying, oh, well, she hit him first, or she struck him first, so all bets are off. Or he didn't kick her that hard. Wait, like, what are we talking about?
He hit somebody else who hit her.
Right.
It was like a bowling pin situation.
Right, pushed her in, pushed someone into her. But right. then he did kick her while she was
still,
down.
Still semantics, but
right.
I don't think it matters.
And that's my point, is we're treating it like the Zapruder film, when at the end of the day, it's causality. Point A to point B, Kareem Hunt hit the lady, end of story.
Right, but I don't... It's not even worth discussion, right? He's suspended for 6 games. He's out, so he'll come back. That's the penalty, and we're fine.
Well, that's the joke of this.
Right.
First of all, to update you, and we'll describe the video, too, with Kareem Hunt knocking down a woman and then kicking her on video at a hotel. He was sent home from the Chiefs facility today. That was an update around 1:30 our time. Dan Graziano from ESPN reports that Hunt will likely be placed on the commissioner's exempt list, which means he probably will not play when the Chiefs take on the Raiders in Oakland. My guess is that they're going to want to do a long investigation. I don't think you need much. The video's there, but he won't play the rest of the season, and he won't be in the playoffs. So that's a good first step, but to Adam's point, there's video. Go back to 2014. I linked the story up on ESPN Las Vegas Facebook page. 2014, and Adam called this. The league said, any domestic violence incident, automatic 6-game suspension.
Mm-hmm.
And then all we've seen since is, well, Zeke got 6, but Josh Brown got 1, and this guy got 2, and this guy got 1. And they've been completely inconsistent on it. You're right. That was supposed to be cut and dry back in 2014. Yeah. We've got video of Kareem Hunt not only getting violent with one woman, there's multiple women in
that's
the shot,
point, yeah.
And there's like 6 incidents where he just keeps coming and no one can hold him back. So it's not just the one woman. He's a dangerous dude, at least in this situation. You're right. 6-game suspension at a minimum. Let's go now.
And that's why the response has to be swift. You can't let and sit this and let this marinate. You can't let this avalanche. You're right.
You're right.
But now that the video is out,
the plan was to cover it up and do nothing about it.
Right. Now that it's out, you have a very precious few hours to make this decision before. I mean, all hell is already broken loose. You just don't want it to avalanche. Show that you have a conscience. I mean, you've already shown that you don't. But now play the game, play the PR game, but do it quickly. Because if you let this drag on days, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse.
I absolutely believe they should go the exact opposite and say, screw you. We didn't want to suspend him anyway. We tried to cover it up. We're not suspending him. Why would we? We didn't do it before. If you idiots out there needed a video, you've got your video, but we're not doing anything. We're not letting a video dictate what we're going to do. That's what they should do, because that's what they wanted to do.
Yeah, no.
And that's what they tried to do. So why change now? Just to placate some people that are yelling about it and screaming about it. You don't care. You don't care about these things happening. You don't at all.
Nothing's changed.
So why pretend to?
Nothing's changed. It's the identical situation that we've seen play out so many times. This one's on video. These cases are often on video. It's in a public place, on video. The Chiefs, the NFL were notified. And here's the other problem. This is not just an NFL problem. It's an epidemic with many law enforcement departments around this country, not only with the NFL, but with college football. We've seen sexual assault, Baylor, right? Just a sickening culture of this nonsense. But law enforcement doing nothing, because the police did show up, they elected to press 0 charges. It's clear on the video he certainly should have been retained. He was a dangerous individual at that moment. It's on video. That's cut and dry. But was that a favor to the Chiefs?
We'd also have to ask Justin, because we have said, but listen, again, she did punch him first. Now, I think he should be suspended.
Other people who are getting pushed to the floor and nearly knocked out? There are about 7 other people in the video over the course of time.
Right.
Did they all instigate, or they're coming up to stop him and he's swiping away people's arms, pushing?
Right, but what I'm saying is I think in the eyes... We've talked to Justin about this before. I think in the eyes of the law, that is her doing it first. Now,
about the other 6 people?
Fine. They were his friends, right? They were just trying to hold him back. Yeah. I don't think any of them would have pressed charges.
They don't have to press charges. No, the police can move forward. If no one wants to cooperate, the police can still move forward with it.
I mean, they can. They don't. I mean,
they don't with NFL players, it seems like, in many cases.
I don't think they do in most cases, just speaking from personal experience. I'm just saying... They don't always act in that way. I think they would have talked to her as a victim. And I'm not justifying what he did. I'm fine with him being kicked out of the league.
Well, they
did. That's fine with me.
They did talk to her. That's what's interesting about this case is we've got video that leaked from the interview from the police with her. A small clip of talking to Kareem. I mean, this is like a multi-prong approach, at least in terms of the video being released.
What I'm saying, I think possibly in the eyes of the law, that she would be looked at as the aggressor, and there may not be a legally actionable thing in this case. I think, but the eyes of the law has zero to do with what you see on the tape. Like, I'm fine with him being kicked out of the league for what he did. If that's what they want to do,
yeah, the NFL 6-game suspension never had a qualifier of we need a conviction.
No, that's what
I don't even know if it ever said we need an arrest.
That's what we criticized it for at the time.
Yep.
And by the way, Nick just showed me a tweet talking about how the Chiefs store, if you take your Tyreek Hill, or excuse me, you take your Kareem Hunt jersey back, you can trade it in for another jersey. What are you going to get, Tyreek Hill? Sorry, I ruined my own joke there, but yeah, he's the same thing.
No, I think you make that's a very valid point. If any organization needs to be extra vigilant about this stuff, it's the Chiefs. You had Larry Johnson, who's got problems. You got a guy like Tyreek Hill, who we think has been on the straight and narrow. Really? You can't do something about Kareem Hunt? When you see this, you try to cover it up? So it's the same old around the National Football League. We'll hit this again in the 5 o'clock hour. But up next, interesting interview with Rick Pitino. Slick Rick was on the press box, so we'll hear from him about the future of UNLV basketball and also a lot about his book where, man, he came across very apologetic and took total accountability, took all the blame, Knighton, at all, for what went down at Louisville.
Finley Toyota. They'll do anything to sell you a car. No Toyota problem is too tough, too large, or too small. Keep your Toyota running like a Toyota.
Are you ready for the intuitive LG V40 ThinQ for just $20 a month? Right now at Sprint, you can get the only phone in the market with 5 cameras to capture moments from every single angle. That's right. You can get the LG V40 ThinQ at Sprint for $20 a month, regularly priced at $40 a month with an 18-month Sprint Flex lease. Hurry to Sprint. This limited-time offer is for new customers with approved credit and a new line of service, or existing customers with an eligible upgrade. Need more reasons to hurry to Sprint? Get a free 49-inch LG TV when you lease the V40 ThinQ while supplies last. Requires registration at LG.com and a new line of service. There's never been a better time to try our network built for unlimited. Switch to Sprint today and get your LG V40 ThinQ for $20 a month and a free 49-inch LG TV. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Pricing after $20 per month credit. Applied within 2 bills. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. TV ships in 8 weeks. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes tax. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Today we're talking to Glenn Lerner from Glenn Lerner Injury Attorneys. Glenn, I saw in one of your commercials that injured people who have an attorney get more than 3 times the amount of money than people who don't have an attorney. Is that true?
Yes. The Insurance Research Council did the study, and it proves insurance companies are not looking out for your best interests. At Glenn Lerner Injury Attorneys, we fight to get you every dollar you deserve.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Hey there, Las Vegas. Ed Graney from the press box here. Well, it sure looks like the local hockey club is getting its act together on the ice. Hey, it just took some time for the fresh faces to gel. Listen, if you're looking to add some newness to your lives, consider getting to know my good friends at Open Door, the company that has made what can be a long and tiring process of selling your home easier than ever. Just go to opendoor.com right now to receive a free offer on your home based on current market conditions and a detailed comparison of homes in your area. Here's the best part. You can receive that free offer within 48 hours. From there, let those at Open Door handle everything. You never even have to put the home on the market, folks. You don't have to worry about cleaning or getting the home show ready, about open houses or strangers coming through the doors, about those tiring back-and-forth negotiations. Open Door is going to get you the best price out there and allow you to move on to the next best chapter of your life. Open Door can help you close on your desired timeline, whether it's as quick as 10 days or as long as 60. You go for the sure thing and visit opendoor.com right now for that free offer. I'm telling you, it's going to change your life. That's opendoor.com. And you won't regret it.
Are you dingy? Well, not you. I mean your car or truck. Does it have a ding, dent, or scratch on the body or bumper that makes you cringe when you see it? Dent Pro Las Vegas will come to you and fix it on the spot. Dent Pro Mobile Paintless Dent Removal will send out a licensed, certified tech. Prices start at $99 a dent with discounts on multiple dents. Visit DentProLasVegas.com or call 702-368-DENT. That's 702-368-3368 to schedule today.
Hey guys, have you been hearing about low T and testosterone therapy? Testosterone is the cornerstone of a man's health. After age 30, we may lose about 2% of our testosterone each year. This causes us to lose energy, get fatter, lose sex drive, and disrupts our sleep. We think we are just getting old when that feeling is really caused by low T. Universal Men's Clinic has local medical providers specializing in restoring your testosterone. We have had success with many patients.
Our medical staff will monitor every step of your progress, evaluating your blood levels and symptoms. Within a few weeks, many patients have reported more natural energy and a better sex drive. Within a few months, many active patients report stronger bodies and the physical performance of their younger days.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 702-430-6994. That's 702-430-6994. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Second and 12 now. Trying to set up a screen, then go. Elliott, touchdown, Dallas.
Rolling on here on this Friday, busy Friday. We'll get back to the Kareem Hunt situation. TMZ with a video headline brutalizing and kicking a woman. Go check out the video. It's up on our Facebook page. It looks like he'll be on the exempt list soon. He was sent home today, the Chiefs running back, around 1:30 our time from the KC facility. So does he have a shot to play against the Raiders on the road? It doesn't look like it, and that's the right direction to go in while they investigate the situation. All right, Rick Pitino was on ESPN Las Vegas this morning. Excellent get from Clay and Ed. A lot of good points to hit. A lot of good points to hit here. So part of the reason he was on, he's got this book out. Now he's doing a podcast. So we'll take you through some of the interview. Clay and Ed, in part of the conversation, were asking about where Pitino is now with regards to that scandal and losing his gig.
But, you know, it's just that the other night I walked in a restaurant and this person who was following the Adidas trial, the scandal, said to me, "Boy, you got exonerated." They got up on the air and said, "You knew nothing about it." And I said, "Did I really get exonerated?" And they said, "Yeah, they came out and said you knew nothing about it." I said, "Well, if I got exonerated, please tell me how I can get my reputation back." And he had no answer. So I said, "You know, I paid the price for other people's actions." Everybody says, "Well, you're not taking responsibility." I said, "I'm taking responsibility 100% because I'm out of work, out of a job that I absolutely love doing for 40-some years. I enjoy mentoring and teaching every minute I was on the sidelines and in practice. So, yes, I take full responsibility, and I did suffer the consequences of that action because I'm not coaching."
Good answer, or did that come off as incredibly boo-hoo? woe is me, I mean, from Rick Pitino.
It's incredibly boo-hoo. I feel like, still lying.
It's always him, though, isn't it?
What?
I haven't seen much contriteness on his behalf.
I thought he did great, and he made some good points, too.
Like?
What?
Because he's not been... I mean, the way the media has branded him, and I don't know him as a person. I should probably say that first. They make him sound like a strange person, like a playboy, like all of these things.
Well, that's true. That is true. He did doink a lady on the side in an Italian restaurant,
try to pay for an abortion,
and knocked her up. And Adam, say that again.
And took university funds to pay for an abortion.
Sounds like a great guy. What are you guys talking about?
He's a total charlatan. And he's one of the many people in this country who have mega power, but then when it's convenient, well, I didn't know that was going on.
He brought like a third party in, and this person comes up to me. Hey, you've been exonerated. Oh, have I? You have? No, you haven't. There was no part of the trial that exonerated him. What is he talking about?
What are the odds that person existed?
Like, zero.
Minus 170?
Zero.
Yep, classic deflection, making up a character, making up an encounter.
And this guy came up to me like, well, aren't you happy you've been exonerated? When? When did that happen?
At what time? What restaurant? What did you have to
eat? I'm saying, when did the exoneration happen?
Okay.
Never.
But there are people out there who do buy the excuse, you know, and I bring it up all the time. It's the old mobster going in, you know, real vibrant, and hey, kill this mother, you know, get this guy, you know, running the whole operation. And then when they get called in for some trial, they're with a walker and an oxygen tank. Like, look at him. He can't do anything anymore. And that was Pitino. All of a sudden, he's 1,000 years old, and he's like, what? I didn't whores? Hookers? Rogue assistant? I can't control him.
I know we're ramping up our social media. I need a GIF of or a boomerang of Steve doing that walker.
The walker?
That was incredible.
You look way too comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm close.
Just leaning in.
Future vision, no net Cofield with the walker.
I'm close. Clay did a really good job following up on some of the book topics. He was asking, you've claimed that this was a rogue assistant. Did you not have full power to rule over your program at Louisville?
Look, I had total control. I can't use that as an excuse, because excuses are signs of weakness. Look, it just goes this way, guys. I don't want to ever get to the point, if I'm going to coach again, I don't want to ever get to the point where I don't trust people. I strike fear in the hearts of my assistant coaches and the way they carry themselves. I mentor them positively the right way. So there's nothing I would do different in terms of mentoring my assistant coaches, but I don't want to ever get to the point where I don't trust them. It says in the book, you know, I was in front of the NCAA committee, and this guy grilled me, and I was very upset at him because he kept saying, well, did you look at your assistant coach's computer? And I said, why would I do that? He said, I'll ask you again, did you look at your assistant coach's computer? And I said, I'll ask you again, why would I do that? He said, to look for pornography or gambling sites. And I said, no. I grabbed him at lunchtime, and I said, you do know in the state of Kentucky that that's a felony, and you tried to get me to commit a felony with that line of questioning. So I don't want to ever get to the point where, you know, my assistant coaches leave the office and I go and look at their computer to see if they're breaking rules. I don't want to ever reach that point. But I will, if I do take another job, I will, especially in college basketball, I will grill my staff day and night about making sure that every I is dotted and doing things the right way. And I can't stop the rogue assistant who pops up and does it the wrong way. That happens in life. Or the rogue employee in jobs, that happens. But I do want to trust my staff. You know, I've had some great coaches, like you just mentioned, Mick and Marvin and Kevin Willard and Ralph Willard. I don't want to ever stop trusting my staff.
Where do we start? I mean, just so absurd. He picks out one question that is a little bit ridiculous.
Right.
Out that he can't manage his assistants that way. You don't need to search their computer to know what's going on. No. And I will never buy – I don't buy it in football, where you've got a staff of, you know, 12 to 15 coaches around the head football coach, where they're like, oh, you know, I lost control, couldn't keep track. The assistant group is so small in college basketball, and they're together every day and many days in the offseason. This notion that Rick Pitino doesn't know what's going on, that his assistants could do anything without him having some knowledge of it, is just laughable.
You know, maybe 40 years ago, 30 years ago, I could believe it. But now when you talk about the responsibility and the money that is behind you when you're a head coach. And as you said, the time spent now as a head coach is more than ever before. It's a business like ever before. I'm with you. There's no way.
That's a great point, too. You're making $7 million a year. This doesn't fall under the header of your job responsibility.
Of course he knew.
Just real quick on that. I don't believe that the person told them that he wanted to look for gambling sites and pornography on the computer.
Right. Where did that come up? Gambling and porn?
He's lying. It's a lie. He didn't really ask him that.
Right.
He was asked those questions, and he inferred that's what they were saying. What they were really saying is, do you really know what was going on if you weren't checking their computer? That was probably the question that was asked, and he inferred that that's what they were talking about. They were just trying to get to how much do you actually know. But in the end, on a college basketball staff, there is literally zero. First of all, either you hired somebody that was perfectly clean and they decided to go rogue when they started working for you, which is preposterous, or you hired somebody that was already dirty, which then means that you brought them into your program and that's your responsibility. What really happened is that he sets the tone for what to do. Nobody's coming in and like, oh, you know what this program needs? A little bit of cheating. I'm going to bring it to them.
And we've talked
about it. Nobody does that.
Yeah, and we've talked about this. Oftentimes, these coaches, Urban Meyer, Rick Pitino, they have more power and pull than the governor, than some of the people at the highest levels of politics in their state, or hell, in some cases, their region. They're gods. And this is what happens.
But when they need to be fools who are clueless.
Oh, yeah.
They
pull that card out.
What's happening?
Rick Pitino on the press box this morning. Great get. Here's a little more slick Rick. A question was asked. If you're ready to move on and get another job, why are you suing Louisville?
The litigation has nothing to do with future coaching. The litigation, I'm suing Adidas because they are the reason their underhanded criminal behavior got me fired. I'm suing Louisville because they didn't like the other universities. Now, I've had nothing to do with nobody from my staff has been indicted. Nobody. I'm not on a wiretap. I have nothing. I've done nothing illegal in any sense at all. But Louisville, because of another situation, they terminated me in their eyes because of the FBI coming out with this report. They didn't give me a chance to say, look, I've had nothing to do with this, which I did not. They did not give me a chance to defend myself. They fired the athletic director and myself. But that wasn't Louisville who fired me. That was a board put in place by the governor who fired the Louisville board, put these people in. They fired me, so I hold no bitterness against them. But I'm in litigation for my contract. Mm-hmm. I'm in litigation against Adidas for what they did to me. But that has nothing to do with coaching or anything else. That's just legal stuff that I have to deal with.
Who could ever sit in front of this guy and say, you know what, this is the guy we need to run our program after hearing stuff like this?
Oh, I'd be fine with it. If he was right now, you know, my program that I cheer for has the best coach in the country. I wouldn't want him there. But if I'm hiring...
Michigan is your program?
Yes. If I'm hiring for a college coach, yeah, I'm thinking about doing it. Like, that, he's doing what you have to do to compete. We know that. That's what schools do. He knows how to do it better than anybody.
Does he?
Now, the issue
is... No. Does he?
He got caught.
So he doesn't know how to do it.
No, as he's saying, he didn't get fired for what he really got caught doing. Because he talked around it there. But he's saying, yeah, it was for another. Yes, you got caught cheating. You got caught having your program out of control, and you were on a zero tolerance, run. And then when this came up, they didn't have to investigate it. They didn't have to find out about it. It was an allegation. It was enough. You're fired. But he should be honest about the fact that he was on that they could do that because he was already in trouble for something else. But yeah, sure, I would hire him. I think he's completely lying about everything. I don't think he's trustworthy, but he knows how to win basketball games.
And he's not going to put your school in jeopardy. He's not going to embarrass your school.
Yeah, your school, the people you're trying to recruit, the young athletes.
Yeah, he'll get them. Believe me, he knows how to get recruits.
And win to a certain level and then go out in flames.
Yeah, but you build it back up to a level. You build your program up to a level of, hey, maybe he's run out of town and you have scholarship limitations, but you probably went to 2 Final Fours in 4 years.
I think this is a different Pitino, man. He's coming in with a whole different set of baggage, and his history is forever changed. I don't think it's the same guy. If this was after the scandal that preceded the scandal, if it was that first one, then yes, I would say that. But it's just too much there now. He's got to be hands off.
The biggest thing that would be concerning to me is the falling out with the shoe companies that are bringing all the recruits and paying all the money. So if he doesn't have that connection anymore, that does become more difficult.
Always the cynic.
I find this interesting that we can moralize 20 minutes ago with Kareem Hunt, right? But in this case, hey, winning is winning.
Yeah.
I said they shouldn't do anything to Kareem Hunt.
Well, you said it because the NFL is being hypocritical. Right. Yeah. You don't believe that what Kareem Hunt did is cool.
No, not at all. But remember, I was consistent on this. I don't think the league should be punishing players for things that happen off the field. Like, yeah, he should be going to jail.
If you missed this interview, it's up on lvsportsnetwork.com. We're going to address some of it, a little more of it in 15 minutes. I wanted to play one last bite, though. Clearly, I think it's pretty clear, he's not done coaching. So Patino addressed, hey, you know, what's going to happen moving forward?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I'm at peace with what I've done in the game and what I've accomplished in the game, and I hope to accomplish a lot more in the game. That's why I'm still staying so active in the game and going around and speaking to coaches, sharing my knowledge with people, watching every game on television. Tomorrow I'll go to a quadruple basketball game in American Airlines Arena. I'll go to three of those. So I'll stay very active. I'm doing a podcast. I'm on Twitter. I'm socially doing things I've never done as a coach. But that being said, legacy, reputation, very, very important. But you can't just try and defend yourself all the time. You've got to move on. Like I say, if you tell the truth, your problems will become part of your past. If you lie, your problems will become part of your future. So I've tried to tell the truth all the way around, and I'm very much at peace with that.
That's unbelievable at the end. If you lie, it's going to affect you in the future, and I've tried to tell the truth the entire way. Holy cow! All right, more of this is coming up at 3:45 because he comments on the UNLV program. But right around the corner, Big F and Deal. Wow, VGK is on fire. Is this recent run a Big F and Deal?
Cofield and Company will be back in 90 seconds. Keep it here on ESPN Las Vegas.
This is Chelsea. I've worked at Dollar Loan Center for 6 years in our online funding department. Happy holidays. One of my favorite parts of working here is processing the loan applications from the employees of our competitors.
So the staff at other loan companies apply at Dollar Loan Center for loans?
Every day. We are so much less expensive than the other guys, and we give our customers way more time to pay the loan back if they need it. The funny part is, they apply and get funded online at don'tbebroke.com right from their jobs, so they don't even have to sneak into our stores.
Thanks, Chelsea. Sounds like a win-win. Apply online at don'tbebroke.com and get up to $5,000 in just minutes. We welcome everyone to apply, even the competition. Log on to don'tbebroke.com for details.
Get a little cash, get a little cash, down at the DLC.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
I told you the $12 haircuts ain't getting it done anymore. So my new stop is Swagger Men's Grooming. Hey, it's Steve Cofield. You see me doing the daily videos, making TV appearances, working the sidelines of the college games. I can't be looking like a total scrub with my do and this sweet mustache. They do haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. Shampoo and a little massage is included. And if you mention Cofield and Company or Sports Radio, Swagger will give you that nose wax for free. It's at Coronado and Eastern. Swagger Men's Grooming. Walk in and swagger out.
It's time for the Big Effin' Deal, brought to you by Jackson's Bar and Grill.
All right, you heard it every Tuesday and Friday. We judge the story. Is it a Big Effin' Deal or Big Effin' Deal? This one's pretty easy. Vegas Golden Knights on fire. Last night's the kind of game they would have lost, right?
Yeah.
What happened?
Played a very average game. Was up? They were up 3-1 after a goal early in the third period. Gave those two goals away.
But after blowing the lead, I would say opening 20 games of the season, that would have turned into a loss.
Probably. And instead, they find a way to get the late goal shorthanded. Riley Smith with a great play gets to Carlson. They score, get the win, and they win a game that they easily could have lost and continue their great run.
And it's as you said, the team of the first 20 games of this season probably would have lost that game. The team from 2017-2018, they would have won it. And that's exactly why this is a big effing deal. Because for the first quarter of the season, it's been looking like a different Vegas Golden Knights team. It's undeniable. Whatever that cause was, I'm not sure we could actually put a finger on it. But this is exactly what the doctor ordered in terms of getting this team turned around, getting some momentum, and instilling that confidence and saying, hey, this isn't a new year necessarily. You don't need to turn the page completely on the year prior. There's still some of that holdover. This still is a Pacific Division winning team. This is still a team that's going to give a lot of people out west and really the entire NHL problems. And as Adam knows, when we did that the next 15 games, the Hanukkah pitch or whatever, I was very low on that because I didn't believe that one guy, Nate Schmidt, could come in and make that big a difference with a team that is suffering from the injuries to Holla, to Stasny, you know, and the confusion that that brought in. But it turns out I was dead wrong, and I'm really glad I was.
Yeah, the Hanukkah deal was from Jared, who works the Bischoff show. And we discussed how many points they'd have from that day. I think it was, I don't know, like the 13th or something. All the way through 12-10, Hanukkah. Would they exceed the 15-point mark where they were at? And we talked about a total of like 21.5 points. And all of us were a bit hesitant. I think, right? You were hesitant, right?
I said 21.
Yeah. I was 13.
I said 21. He said 13.
Okay.
But yeah, it's been good. But
so Ryan said he couldn't put his finger on why things have changed. Has nothing changed except the schedule? Is this not a big effing deal because it's just a comfy part of the schedule?
Well, that's what I was gonna say. The way you phrased the question to us was, is it a big effing deal or a comfy spot in the schedule? And my answer would be to call back to our good friend Sports Pig, both. Yeah, it's both. And
both.
They are playing better. There's no question about it. You know, Schmidt has helped settle in the defensive pairings. We've talked about that extensively. The second line is more dangerous than the first right now. That is really helping them to the fourth line is still grinding. They're still playing the way they play. First and second line, both dangerous, and they're even more difficult to prepare for. All those things are true. But the fact of the matter is they are playing divisional games right now, and they're owning the division as they have since their inception. I believe they are still under 500 against every other division since they've been founded and are insanely good. Got to try to do quick math in my head. I think 36-4 against divisional opponents. Some of those are overtime losses in there.
Wait, that's their record against the Pacific Division?
I believe in their history, yeah.
36-4?
I think they're 29-3 last year? I'd have to go look it up again to be 100% sure
on
that.
There's one for you, Vegas.
It's
good
an
Lord.
Insane record against
that
the Pacific.
That is nuts.
They're insanely good against the Pacific Division, but the Pacific Division is bad. But what you have to take advantage of those spots, and they have done an incredibly good job doing that, taking advantage of those spots and winning those games. I think 7-1-1 this year so far against the Pacific. So when you have those opportunities, you have to take advantage of them, and they've been able to do that.
Big F and Deal is brought to you by Jackson Bar and Grill, 6020 West Flamingo. That's at Flamingo and Jones. BestSteakDeal.com is where you can find out info about Jackson's. It's a good website. It's a good handle. Why? Steaks are their specialty. Value on these steaks, specialty. Ribeye special, 7 days a week, 10-ounce, $14.50, one-pounder, $16.50, prime rib. Mondays, you get a one-pounder for $16, baked potato, the veggies, and the big gallon drum of au jus. And then they make burgers out of the ribeye. Grind it up, high-quality burgers, atomic poutine, fajita, jalapeno. Go check it out. Go say hi to Tia. Work and swing. Jackson's Bar and Grill, 6020 West Flamingo. That's at Flamingo and Jones. So, did we talk about patches? Did you want to do a little shout-out there on Max Pacioretty? He's been pretty damn good, right?
Certainly should, yeah.
He's been great.
Why? How's he been great?
He has blended with his line incredibly well. I think three times the last five games he scored two goals. He is really settling in to what he wanted, what he was brought in to do. There's no question about that. They have found a rhythm. With Alex Tuch being one of the youngest, one of the young stars that's emerging, he's playing incredibly well. I thought it was going to be him on the right wing. That's what I thought the plan was going to be. It turned out he kind of had to earn his way there. He got hurt at the beginning of the year, wasn't playing there. They've had the injuries with, Stastny had to move out, so they had to move Eakin up. They had to figure out a spot what to do with Howla, and then he got hurt. He was out. So they finally settled into a second line, and Pacioretty is finding himself with that line. And he's just been on an unbelievable run of goals, and this is what they wanted out of him. This is why they brought him in, and that's why the second line right now is more dangerous, I think, than the first. And the first is still good, but they've been really game-planned for. They've been, teams are really trying to counteract everything that they try to do, and the second line now is the one that when they're on the ice, good things just keep continuing to happen.
Yeah, and I think you bring up Alex Tuch. I don't think we can stress enough how valuable it is to have a guy like Tuch playing with a guy like Pacioretty in terms of just their size just their similarities as far as hockey players. They're both big bodies. I think Pacioretty has a quicker release than Tuck has, but it just bodes so well for, as you talked about, the money they put in with Tuck, the expectations they have for Tuck. And he's still so young, and he's performing at this level right now. It's really, really exciting in terms of what he could potentially blossom into and really what he's already is right now. And Adam, you talked about it. This could end up being a superb deal for the Vegas Golden Knights.
So far, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Pacioretty's what, like 6'2", 210? And Tuck's a little bigger, like 6'4"?
He's a big fella. And fast, too. I mean, they're both pretty fast skaters, especially for their size.
Yep. Soft hands, know how to use their body to create space. Absolutely.
Looking kind of creepy.
Oh, shut up. That's what I get.
Okay, you also said earlier, did you say the West sucks?
Pacific Division sucks, yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's a good point. Pacific Division
this
sucks.
This year. Now, when you, when they were 29 or whatever the number, 29-3 last year, that division had 100, did LA make 100 points? It doesn't matter. San Jose did. LA was very good. It was a good division last year. This year, can't go to bat for them.
What's your reaction to this one? Bischoff said the Pacific Division should probably only get one playoff team in. Joke, sarcasm. Yeah. Ryan, the hockey guy who's on coverage over on Fox 1340 and 98.9 FM, does the post, the daily hockey show at 2 o'clock, responded by saying that one team will probably go to the Stanley Cup final, though. You agree with that? That the Pacific is pretty much guaranteed to have the finalist?
No. I mean, it's going to be tough to match up against. I mean, I hope he's joking. He also, because Ryan also said that Fleury would have more shutouts this year than Montreal scores first in their games.
Which have you measured that one?
Preposterous
statement. I mean, VGK's making a hell of a run with the shutouts.
Yeah, right, yeah. Statement. Fleury's doing all right. But no.
Five times all season for a NHL team scoring first would be, I would assume, a record.
Yeah, and I would. I mean, I don't know if he wants to put money on that, but the idea that a Pacific team is going to make the Stanley Cup is far-fetched. When you look at what
the way the playoffs are set
retweet
up.
Retweet.
The way the playoffs are set
Ryan
up.
Ryan McKinnell would like to bet you on this.
It helps. It helps because you mostly just play your division. Yes. So really.
But at the end of the day, Western Conference Finals is going to be Nashville or Winnipeg.
You're gonna have to only beat one of them, though,
exactly,
for the most part.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So that's the thing. And
there's some logic behind that.
The thinking would be that Nashville and Winnipeg and whoever else comes
beat
out of that division will just beat each other up and, you know, not have anything left, which is kind of what happened last year. When the Knights got to play, you know, Winnipeg and Nashville had an unbelievable series, and I thought they were pretty clearly the two best teams, and they beat each other down over seven games, and the Knights were there kind of waiting to pick apart the carcass of Winnipeg when they finally got there. So, yeah, from that perspective, it makes some sense, but certainly the best team is not in the Pacific Division right now.
On the way, more Rick Pitino. He talks about UNLV during his lengthy discussion this morning on the Press Box.
Cofield and Company is brought to you by Jackson's Bar Grill and Gaming, where you can get the best steak deals in Las Vegas. Check it out, beststeakdeal.com.
All my friends need a little money.
This is Chelsea. I've worked at Dollar Loan Center for 6 years in our online funding department. Happy holidays. One of my favorite parts of working here is processing the loan applications from the employees of our competitors.
So the staff at other loan companies apply at Dollar Loan Center for loans?
Every day. We are so much less expensive than the other guys, and we give our customers way more time to pay the loan back if they need it. The funny part is, they apply and get funded online at don'tbebroke.com right from their jobs, so they don't even have to sneak into our stores.
Thanks, Chelsea. Sounds like a win-win. Apply online at don'tbebroke.com and get up to $5,000 in just minutes. We welcome everyone to apply, even the competition. Log on to don'tbebroke.com for details.
Get a little cash, get a little cash, down at the DLC.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
I told you the $12 haircuts ain't getting it done anymore. So my new stop is Swagger Men's Grooming. Hey, it's Steve Cofield. You see me doing the daily videos, making TV appearances, working the sidelines of the college games. I can't be looking like a total scrub with my do and this sweet mustache. They do haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. Shampoo and a little massage is included. And if you mention Cofield and Company or Sports Radio, Swagger will give you that nose wax for free. It's at Coronado and Eastern. Swagger Men's Grooming. Walk in and swagger out.
Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, celebrate the moment.
There's magic in a diamond,
and power in gold.
It's a perfect combination that will never grow old. Make the moment magic, come do me right.
No one does it better.
Or the best.
hairy out there, and that's a good thing. November is Movember. Whether it's pencil-thin the walrus or handlebar, it's when we let our mustaches grow freely to raise awareness for men's health. Urology Specialist of Nevada is proud to be part of it, supporting efforts to help men get information on testicular cancer, prostate cancer, and more. In fact, 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetimes. So Urology Specialist of Nevada encourages you to get screened now. Find out more at usonv.com.
If you're lucky enough to live near the Napoli's Pizzeria on Warm Springs Road or the location on West Sahara, you're in for a treat. During game time, these two locations are offering a one-topping 18-inch pizza and 10 wings for just $25.99. That's a huge one-topping 18-inch pizza and 10 wings for $25.99. And don't forget, whenever there's a football game on, beer is just $2 at Napoli's. When you crave great pizza, Napoli's Pizzeria is the place to go. For the complete menu, just click LasVegasPizzeria.com.
During the Finlay North Volkswagen Drive to Decide event, you can lease the all-new 2019 Jetta S with nothing due at signing but your autograph for just $169 a month for 24 months plus tax. Visit Finlay True North Volkswagen in the Northwest at Centennial Hills. They put the value in Volkswagen. Exit US 95 at Ann Road, head north to Azure Drive.
24-month lease on approved credit, 7,500 miles per year allowable. Payment is plus tax, $29.25 title fee, first payment, $675 acquisition fee, and $499 dock fee. Offer expires 11/30/18.
College football fans.
The Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl will be played at Sam Boyd Stadium on Saturday, December 15th at 12:30 p.m. Many story programs have showcased their talent in this annual Pac-12 versus Mountain West Conference matchup. Get ready to see the 27th edition of the Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl by purchasing your tickets today at lvbowl.com. Tickets start at just $35. The Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl, where bowl season begins.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Smith couldn't knife it down on the saucer pass. Takes it off the wall, left circle, looks to the middle. Quick stick, score! Max Pacioretty. Knights take a 2-1 lead. It's a power play goal.
All right, trying to get this bet worked out with Ryan the Hockey Guy and Ryan McKinnell about Stanley Cup finalists coming from the Pacific Division. We'll have to do it because I just responded on social media. We don't have 5 microphones in the KWN studios, so we'll have to do it. I got to look ahead of the schedule. So maybe, I don't know, I got to look. I got to see the VGK schedule. So
my guess he's gonna ask for...
Well, we can't do it next week. We're out of studio. Money. We're out of studio every day. And if we're going to do the bet, everyone needs to be face-to-face.
True.
Do you need odds on this?
No, I can go straight up.
Okay. And what are you looking to bet? 200, 500, 1,000? 50, 100?
Whole bank account. I'll just leave it at that. You can
stop! You're not doing your whole bank account on...
You don't know how much is in there.
The Ryans squaring off.
I'll give you a little bit of advice. Take whatever he wants. Honestly. You'll get plus money.
I think we're going straight up.
Right, that you can hedge against in the postseason, and then you'll win either way.
Look at this guy. My hero. at least for the next 3 minutes, till that wears off.
I think we can do it next week in front of Beer House.
Let's go.
We're all at Beer House. We're in the park before the Caps game.
Tuesday?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
That'll work. I like it.
Of course you do.
I like betting.
I know.
And we like showdowns. And you and I are
like fervent discussion.
You and I are embroiled in bets right now for the NFL season, and it's still very undecided. I'm on the losing side on one.
The biggest one.
I already won another, and then two more are up for grabs.
How's Jimmy Graham doing?
The Jimmy Graham one's not looking good.
He'll get it. He's under 500 yards receiving on the year. Adam. Ryan went over 899.5. I went under for receiving yards for the season on Jimmy Graham.
I'm in trouble. That was only chicken wings, though, so I feel good about it. I can do that. Thank God I don't have to pay up that Pizza Rock bet. There's four people. And I'm thinking. My wheels are turning. Might have to take a few extra shifts. Write a few extra articles. Now I don't have to worry about it so much. And take it easy.
You are in good shape. Bears wins versus Jets wins. I don't want to win the bet. I want the pick. So for me, if it's $150, that ensures me the Jets have a top five pick, I'll pay for it.
Now I see how he gets to his reasoning. How he becomes a
successful
guy.
No, that's correct.
Yeah, fun with that. Ask John Gruden how all those top picks worked out.
They're very cocky now. The Bears fans are incredibly cocky.
John Gruden hasn't picked
cocky.
I love it. I love it.
I picked against
the
last 3 weeks.
Oh, we got some cockiness coming up in the Big Five. Believe me, we got some cockiness coming up in the Big Five. All right. Rick Pitino was on this morning on ESPN Las Vegas with the press box. I know people wanted to hear what he had to say about the UNLV job. Actually, we do have a great bite that we'll play in the 5 o'clock hour. They actually did ask him about the 2001 run that UNLV made at Pitino and the whole airport gate thing. So that'll be in the Big Five. Pitino first addressed with regards to the UNLV job the notion in the market that the Knights are and the Raiders are just going to hurt UNLV. It's going to kill the gig. It's just not an attractive gig because those teams are in town now or are coming. Here's Rick Pitino on UNLV's future.
Well, obviously, it's not at the level that Talk had it at, and it's a lot different. They don't have the players that Talk had at one time. Vegas is a great job. Here are the great things about Las Vegas. Some people think it's a negative. I happen to think it's a positive. You have now had the Oakland team coming in. You had the Knights in town, and people think that Vegas is going to be put on the back burner, so to speak. Not really. It builds enthusiasm in sports. The bottom line is, if you're mediocre, then certainly it's going to hurt you. If you're great at it, it's going to help you because all you're going to take from all those other sports. From a promotional standpoint.
What do you think of his answer that the Knights and the Raiders and the A's now being connected to AAA baseball only going to help UNLV as long as it wins?
Yeah, I mean, that's the key. That's the bottom line is, whatever the event is in town that people are excited about, that's cool to be seen on Instagram, that all those other things, that's what's going to do really well. And that can be multiple things at the same time. But the way you do that is by winning. That's how you get to be that level. So, yeah, as long as you win, it becomes an even better sports town because it's, everybody's like, oh, yeah, there's an event tonight. There's an event tonight. But it's not there's a game tonight. There's an event tonight. I want to go see that. And so, yeah, it makes sports even cooler. But, again, it doesn't matter unless you're winning.
Yeah, and I don't know how much, I didn't really get in, obviously, the negative side of that to where when you have one team who's obviously clearly winning and then, another or, in this case, a couple of teams who aren't, the pressure then gets ramped up that much more because prior to this, they were the only show in town. Now you're not. So there is good and there is bad. I think, as we look at it now in the current state of 2018 coming into 2019, I'm sure, UNLV is feeling the heat a little bit because the Knights are winning because there are other options in town, not just the residencies, not just the world tours, et cetera.
Rick Pitino on the press box this morning talking about UNLV and the future. He believes in Marvin Menzies, but does point out there are economic challenges now across college basketball that Tark never dealt with.
There is the economic dollar. People can afford, how do you afford a suite at Vegas game, at UNLV games when they're buying a suite at the Knights games, they're right. Buying Oakland Raiders and, there's only so much money that goes around to buy tickets. That's a concern. But Marvin is a bigger-than-life personality. He has a great personality. He's one of the nicest people I've met in the business in 40 years. He's just a wonderful person, great family man. But he has a difficult job because he's not in a Power 5 conference. That's somewhat of a negative. But the good thing is you got to run it sort of like Louisville did for years prior to joining the Big East and the ACC when they were in the Metro or they were in Conference USA. You have to build a non-conference schedule, second to none. So everybody wants to come and play in Vegas. You build those great power games. And then you dominate your conference. Now, it's tough to totally dominate it because there are some outstanding teams in there. But you've got to obviously win that conference. There's going to be one or two maybe bids from the conference. But you make your non-conference so strong that it attracts great high school basketball players.
Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, you can say that. I don't know if it's... I don't know how accurate it is, and if you have, it's kind of chicken and egg in a little bit of a way. Like if you have the players that can handle that schedule and play to that level, then you do that. And we saw that in a previous regime. But if you're going to play that schedule and just get destroyed game after game, there's no reason to do that, and it's not going to attract better players if your record is terrible, and it's not going to attract fans if you're not winning the games. Like you have to have the team to do it.
And that actually was pointed out repeatedly last night on the Marvin Menzies radio show. Joe Esposito is one of the assistants. Said you have to match the schedule, and Marvin actually backed this up. You got to match the schedule to where your team is. And unfortunately, that first year when they had, to piece it together with a bunch of senior transfers, that was the schedule that Dave Rice and company put together. He thought he'd have a team that was arriving at that moment. Just can't compete. So it actually turned out to be a negative. Although, you know what? The Duke game was well attended, and the Kansas game got a good crowd, and they played okay against Kansas, for at least for part of the game.
Yeah, when Kansas was trying to head to a plane.
They were sleepwalking.
That day?
Yeah, sleepwalking over the holidays. Joe Esposito, who's in charge of the scheduling, was on the Marvin Menzies radio show last night, and I thought it was a great conversation. We'll post the whole thing eventually on LVSportsNetwork.com. But it's a lot more detailed than you think. So they played a little word association, John Sandler and Coach Esposito did, and John just started throwing schools at Joe, and Joe gave a yes or no and expounded on it a little bit.
All right, we're going to play a little word association. I'm going to name a team. You tell us whether there's a chance that they will appear on the Runner Rebels schedule any time in the future. All right, you ready? UCLA. One word answers, yes or no?
I wish they would, but no.
USC.
Yeah, possibly.
BYU. BYU again.
BYU, yes. We're playing that in Salt Lake next year.
Arizona.
Not currently, no.
ASU.
Is that Angelo State?
No, it's not Angelo. Arizona State.
Oh, Arizona State.
That is not Appy State. You're on the West Coast now, Coach.
Yeah, possibly. Yes.
Utah.
No.
Ohio State.
No.
Michigan.
You want me to tell you the teams?
No. We're going to finish.
Michigan. I wish.
Texas.
Trying.
Carolina.
Tried.
Duke.
Trying.
Kentucky.
Tried.
Villanova.
Trying.
Indiana.
No.
Tournaments. Maui.
Yes, we're in. We're in Maui.
And that the tournament.
And Duke's in that. Duke's in that.
Okay. So what do you think of that list, Adam? He closed the door on a bunch of them, but there were a lot of big-time schools that he said, next year, maybe the year after, they're still working on it. He also pointed out, I thought this was really interesting, that yesterday morning, the morning after they lost to Valpo, that he got 10 emails from schools asking about games next year.
Of course.
And he's like, come on now, I know what you're doing. He said the first email he got in the morning was St. Mary's.
That's actually funny. Like, hey, we'll come play.
I mean, it's interesting, the inner workings of how the schedules are put together.
It's crazy. But, listen, we talk about that a lot. You can attract